us felt this way is because we faced it. We faced the idea of addiction and where it comes from. And when you face it, it's not there anymore. There's absolutely no object to discuss or to take to meditation. It's like one of those exercises I used to do here when people had a lot of thoughts. I would say, close your eyes and ask yourself to give you a thought. You know, and then it would be impossible to get a thought from that. The same with addiction. But once you turn your back to it, then you go out into the public and it might come out as repeated thoughts or some sort of weakness. So that in case it did and you felt it, just ask yourself to whom is happening. And then you will realize after you dissect it that it's only the thought. It's only a thought. That's all it is, a thought. And once you realize it's a thought and you are not your thought, then you have become the master, right there. You're no longer the slave, but the master. Any comment on that so far?
It happens to the mind and the body sometimes, and we're not that.
Yes.
It happens to the picture. Drawn on the piece of paper.
That's right. That's right. That's right. It is absolutely true. And by experience, you have owned it. But by this experience, in case came, as soon as you say, where is the addiction? It says you find the source of it in the mind. Then go to the source of the mind. And you see that every thought that was so real evaporates. It just evaporates. And can you believe how much it had a grip on us? It had ruined lives. It had brought pain. But once you see the source of the mind, evaporates because it's only energy. And what happens is, after we go to the source of the mind through this inquiry, what is left is who we really are. These are the practices that are very, very handy for yourself to experience this and then pass it on. Any questions so far?
Yeah, I'd like to ask a question because of what I took in and what was going on and where the mind plays with it. Mm-hmm. And the addiction, I thought, was to the consciousness of being in the body and the story. So the addiction is to the story. So the question is, why am I addicted to the story and go to it? And then what came was, because you don't practice the truth.
I close
and
your
then,
eyes.
And then I said, well, that's just another thought, another game too.
Mm-hmm.
And then it seemed like it disappeared, but the process of it seemed like it...
Yeah, you were convincing yourself. This
exactly.
is not how it is. Okay, close your eyes and take that addiction and ask yourself to whom is happening, to whom this occurs to. And you might feel a sensation in the mind area. Whatever it is, the answer, then go to that and inquire into that. Where is it occurring in you? Tell me.
When I ask who is it occurring to, everything disappeared.
Okay, so there was no somebody that was occurring. It was only a scarecrow that I've been saying that on. It's very important to know that because next time we are frightened, next time there is something that is not pleasant, then we can go into that or any type of addiction, whether it's drinking, and smoking, whatever it is, outwardly or inwardly. We go to the source of it and we realize what was craving it is in nothingness. I've done that. I know it works. It's the nothingness that was craving it, if it's outside and it was stimulating, if it was inside as an emotion or as a feeling.
It was like I just came to a realization that it's nothing.
Yes.
And nothing is nobody, and nobody and nothing belongs to God. So the addiction doesn't belong to our source. So
okay, I'm going to come.
It's gone, you know, kind of like she said, the Teflon or the ghost or...
Mm-hmm. Now,
I don't know how to explain
it. I realized that there is no addiction. Who realized that there was no addiction? You can close your eyes and think about it. Because I want you to own it. You understand it in a beautiful level, but I want it to go deeper.
Well, I do, because I can control that thought,
mm-hmm.
you know. But then once you face that, then you go to the next, which is nothing. And
yeah, exactly. So far, everything that happens makes sense to you. That's why it makes your mind calm down. But this is what I want us to do tonight, to firsthand eliminate everything to nothingness as a first hand, okay? So we close our eyes. We ask ourselves, who am I? Slowly open your eyes. Every realization that we had here, we simply taking it deeper tonight. Just be willing to do that, because it expands more of your peace that is already there. God, what happens when you ask yourself, who am I?
There's nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
But that's an uncomfortable place for me to be.
Because you take your mind with you.
Yes, and with the early with the earlier question, asking, why am I addicted to the story? The answer I got was because of the fear of the nothingness. Mm-hmm.
Very good discovery, dear. Very good discovery. And now ask yourself, who is addicted to this story? Can you do that for me tonight?
No.
Yes? Who is?
The mind.
Go to the source of the mind now. Don't be, it's only going to come peace out of it. Just give your attention to the mind as you know it, in silence. What happened?
Blank.
That's it. Now, the blank is not blank. There is unbelievable existence in that. Do you understand what I'm saying? Is an unbelievable existence in there. Now, if you stay with the blank, the bliss will start coming. If you stay with the blank, as you call it blank, which is not blank at all, it's just mindless state, the ananda starts coming. Ananda is that peace that you are. So you're going to the edge, but you're afraid of jumping. But then if you decide to jump, you realize that there is no distance. Do you understand? There is no distance.
I understand intellectually.
But that's why I was...
But there's also a memory of a fear of having experienced this.
Okay, that's a story. You see, we're, I don't even want to get involved with your story. Drop your story and just stay with that peace. Stay with that nothingness and okayness in that nothingness for a moment. For a moment. It is, there is nothing but you, Scott. There is not me or you and he or she. In your world, there is only you, so there is no fear of losing anything because it's all you. Just drop this story. That's all. Now we're coming back to who am I? Anybody else wants to share what happened when they asked, who am I? Tony?
Well, we do this a lot. I know where the answers go, so I get there quickly. When I ask, who am I, it shrinks. You know, the whole reality shrinks down to nothingness and to such a small piece that it opens up into the huge expansiveness of it all. Which means...
And then from there is no reason to want or desire anything. Mm-hmm. Because it just...
Is that your...
Happens.
That was your experience?
Realize,
yeah.
That's what I wanted to get from you.
It's just like all of a sudden, you know, you're just compacted with all this stuff, right?
Yeah.
You lose the
and
confines of
all
the
all that
painting.
Goes, and all of a sudden it's just like this vast space of nothingness.
That's it.
You know?
And yet,
this,
in that nothingness...
it exists.
...is existence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And because of that nothingness, existence of that nothingness, everything is.
Right.
It's almost like if you're a ship, you know, a boat in this, you know, you're going through a canal... And then all of a sudden, there's the ocean, vast open, calm seas.
Yeah. And was the ocean outside of you or you?
You.
That's right.
It was all you.
That's right.
And,
so,
and you just opened it all up.
Yes. That's
because
right.
it was always there.
You
that's
lose
right.
the duality, you lose.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh,
what a great
oh, my
example.
God, we got to go celebrate tonight.
That was such a great example because
that's
I saw.
That's why I'm bombarding him with questions tonight because he's been having awesome experiences and keeping quiet. I'm not going to let him get away with it anymore.
It's a great way of expressing it. And then when you're
but
there,
was it,
you don't need or want anything because it's already there.
That's right.
And that explains what you were saying when it just, after that, it just comes to you. What is the word?
Yeah.
What was the word you used?
Spontaneous.
No, she used
a
word
use
that Saul Valdez uses, the Adon.
Ananda.
Ananda,
yes.
Now what is that again?
Bliss.
Yeah, it's just, it all comes. You don't have to.
Our nature is Satchit Ananda, as Baba says, and Sat is existence, Chit is awareness, Ananda is bliss. So there is only one existence that is aware,